Good morning. I'm recording this on Mother's Day, so I have lemon water and I have tea. Thank you, Will. And thank you, Olive. It's in a mug with a Dolly Parton quote. If you see someone without a smile, give them yours. And actually, thank you, Megan, for bringing the mug into the house. Thank you, everyone. I was thinking about Olive, looking at the mug, and then thinking about Dolly Parton. I'm like, ah, oh, I love her. One of my favorite things she said was in response to a question, you know, what's the best advice or what's the advice you would give someone? Something about advice. And she's like, I don't do that. I don't tell people what to do. And you never know what's good for them to do, you know? And I agree. When I find myself telling someone what to do, I usually hit the brakes and even reverse sometimes. However, I can encourage people to try different things if they're looking for different results, right? And we've all tried a bunch of things, so we may as well share what we've tried and share the results and try new things and keep going, right? So, it's a holiday, right? It's a holiday where I'm at, Mother's Day. I'm a mom, so I can certainly be celebrated today in the spirit of Mother's Day. Holidays have really transformed in my life. Holidays, they started out as kind of a bright spot in my life. I used to get really excited to go to my Nana's house for Christmas Eve. I really liked that. I really liked going to my Nana's house and getting an extra Easter basket. That was really cool. There were definitely dark things about my Nana's house, but holidays were something to look forward to. And then as I got older, holidays got depressing. I remember I used to, you know, say, oh, who's going to die this year? Oh, why is it going to be crappy this year? Why am I going to want to drink through Christmas this year? And so it was like that for years. And then after my parents died and Will and I were together and had Olive, we kind of, well, let's travel back just a little bit, like before we had Olive. And actually kind of before I met Will, I guess, I kind of gave up on holidays. They went from bad to good to nothing, to forget about it. I'm not interested. So I let go of them completely. And Will, he either let go of them or never really had a handle on them. So we made a really, really great couple. You know, we'd pass out candy on Halloween and that was fun. And maybe do something for Christmas that was fun that we liked. But no real traditions, no real programming, no obligatory events or tradition, you know, anything like that. So we have Olive. It's wonderful. And there was this one Easter where she's, you know, maybe four, you know, kind of old enough to understand, hey, it's Easter. Everybody's talking about it. And Will and I looked at each other, you know, privately and talked and thought, like, what do we do here? We don't go to church. We don't really push a lot of candy or plastic things. We don't lie, so we're not really big on playing like tricks or, you know, things like that. What are we gonna do for Easter for this awesome daughter we have? Are we gonna start a tradition? And so I thought, okay, the Gray Animal Farm, which I think is, what is it, the Maine Wildlife Park now? The Gray Animal Farm is just a short drive away. And my dad lives up there. And even though he hasn't really expressed interest in being together on the holiday, you know, maybe Olive will get to have a grampy and my dad will have an opportunity to like have a holiday with like a granddaughter with his daughter and granddaughter, like have a little family holiday, Easter outing. We can even offer to pick him up. Maybe he'll come with us to Maine Wildlife Park. And, you know, springtime, animals. Easter. that makes sense. For us, it made more sense than like church or candy at that moment, you know? So I orchestrated it. I put my cutest boots on and we did it. Picked up my dad, went to the Gray Animal Farm, dropped him back home in Gray, and traveled back to Portland. And after Olive was in bed that night, I became so ill. I've never been that ill in my life. A few things were happening, but pretty much the best way to describe it is when you see someone going through like heavy drug withdrawals in a movie. Felt like a fever just rushed through my whole body, just shaking. You know, Will wanted to take me to the hospital, and I didn't want to go, so I didn't. I do what I want. I didn't go. At first I said, I'm never wearing those boots again. They were uncomfortable. You know, I smashed myself into things that I thought were cute, not comfortable. Back then. I don't do that anymore. I'm in huge, comfortable shoes and huge, comfortable socks and huge, comfortable sweatpants as I speak. So, side note, go get comfortable. Let's go. If you're not comfortable right now, do it. In fact, just the weight of my glasses, a little uncomfortable. Taking them off. I'm having a sip of tea. No, lemon water. Okay. So, I had been going through a lot of physical stuff, pain, challenges. I ended up picking up a book called How to Sit, Stand, and Walk. You know, like back to the basics. Everything hurts. I don't know how I'm supposed to move, and I need to relearn. I need to retrain my body and try to find the you know, the most comfortable state to do it in. And so I went on a physical journey and then went on a psychosomatic journey and quickly realized my body said no to my Easter plans. My body said no. And now, years later, looking at it, it is very easy to simplify this. What I did, I took so much energy to do something that I didn't want to do with people I didn't want to be with on a day that I was supposed to be celebrating, enjoying a holiday, right? I love my dad. Did I like him and want to spend time with him on that holiday? No, not that day. I didn't. I appreciate the town of Gray. Did I want to go there on that holiday? No, I did not. I love animals. And I'm sure the Gray Animal Farm is great. Did I want to go there that day? No, I did not. Did I want to wear those boots? No, I did not. I fooled myself. I really did, because I really thought I wanted to do all those things. I thought I was doing such a good job. I was like, yes, this is the perfect thing. I figured it out, you know? And my body said no. And I realize now, you know, my body has said no to a lot of things over the years. And it'll keep saying no until, you know, I hear it. So listen to all the cells in your body when they speak to you, okay? And now, even if it wasn't a holiday, I would still be in my big comfortable shoes and my big comfortable sweatpants out here, and I may even still have a lemon water and a tea, you know? Because, hey, not to be morbid, but if I die tonight, come on. I deserve to take the time and to have these glorious beverage options in front of me. So, after that Easter, I mean, okay, so that was, gosh, that was probably in 2016, maybe. So I'm recording this maybe 10 years later in retrospect. I do what I want on the holidays. I do what I want on the holidays. And it just so happens that Will and I, we don't have ties to any immediate family or anything like that. And so we are the perfect team to let go of our programming, do what we want on the holidays, but really get to what do we want? You know, not fulfilling an obligation, not achieving some success of being a good daughter or a good mother or a good whatever. Not not keeping a score and evening the score with things like gifts or, you know, this, that, and the other. So, for instance, okay, this is a good one. Let's forget about Mother's Day. Because honestly, all I'm doing today is exactly what I want. So you should do exactly what you want today, whether you're a mother, whether you're not, whether you're listening to this in December. It doesn't matter. Just be as comfortable as you can. Observe the life that you've created. And just check in with yourself. Check in with yourself. Is this what I want in my heart of hearts? Is this what brings me ease? Is this bringing me ease or dis-ease? Is this putting me at ease or giving me dis-ease? That Easter I planned was all dis-ease. And then boy, did I feel the dis-ease in my body. So we're focused on ease around here, okay? And now not only do I have Olive, not only am I blessed that she came through me, Finn has now come through me as well. Now, Finn doesn't give a about the holidays. Finn is in the moment. In each moment, he is here now. He's not planning for any holidays. He doesn't see anything, quote, special about the day. Every day is magical. Each moment is miraculous. What is there to be special? How could it get more special than this magical moment? And so Finn just turned 4. He just had a birthday. And we were kind of lost with how to celebrate him. How can we make him feel so special? How can we, you know, elevate his day? How can we... And we thought and we thought and we thought and we thought. And we thought, well, I guess we'll just give him 2 choices all day long and let him choose his path. Let him choose his day, which we often do. But oftentimes we have other things that come into play. So we'll say, do you want to do this or that after the store or whatever it is that the family is going to do first? So I thought about planning a party and a cake and an outing and a trampoline park. All these things I thought about. They would have all been for me and for our friends and for other people and for looks and for programs and traditions and things that we would just do it because, well, that's what you do. Well, why? He doesn't want cake. So, and nobody else wanted ice cream. You know, so I got a little piece of vegan cake and I ate half of the slice the day after. Olive got some ice cream and enjoyed it on Finn's birthday. You know, Finn got French fries and donuts and water and the snacks that he loves. And we were outside. We went to stores. We did all the things that Finn really loves to do. We listened and celebrated. And I realized afterwards, wow, like, that was amazing. It was kind of zen-like, kind of monk-like with, you know, some people have a goal of not only avoiding the big dips in our emotional state, you know, don't get too upset about anything. They also don't get too excited about anything. They don't get too happy about anything. And that way the waves are just kind of groovy to ride. They're not as dynamic. Dynamic can be fun, but can also make you seasick, right? So Finn's birthday, not all that dynamic. What a wonderful flow. Ebbs and flows and ups and downs and a great groove. But when it was over, it was like I hadn't been put through anything, whether it was good or bad. You know, I didn't go, oh gosh, what a day. Wow, geez, you go, wow, yeah. I didn't, oof, didn't have that the night of, didn't have that the morning after. I had a, huh, that was so cool. We did our thing and Finn has taken all the pressure off. Finn has 0 expectations. No, there's no pressure for a holiday, a typical holiday that I was programmed with. No pressure. So take the pressure off. Take the pressure off. Put yourself at ease. Yeah? When you feel that dis-ease coming in, that's your body saying no. And if you can't figure out what it's saying no to, just find something that it's going to say yes to. look for relief. Look for ease. Celebrate yourself. And yeah, if it's Mother's Day for you, celebrate yourself if you're a mom. Or hey, we've all had one. Some of us have had two. Some of us have had three, right? Lots of moms. Celebrate. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate them. And if they're not around, if you can't see them, you can still talk to them. Hopefully you can still feel them. But if you can't see them, you can appreciate that they're not here to program you anymore. Okay, that they're not gone, but they've kind of left you on your own here in this big department store to find your own way, to fill up your own cart. Okay, and so enjoy that. Try on, try out all the things in this department store we call life. And if you still got your mom around, great. Have fun in the store. And if you don't have her around, great. Have fun in the store. All right. And if you're lonely, message me. I'm right in another department. Have a great day. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.